Time to have a look at round 13 of the NRL, MG. It's the preview podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Good round of footy coming up, actually.
Fantastic round of footy.
Kicks off tonight. The Dragons taking on the Roosters. Triple M's got you covered with us from 6 o'clock. Then you've got NRL Primetime from 7. Dan Ganane, Wendell Saylor, and yourself, MG, all the way through to kick off in this one between the Dragons and the Roosters. At Wynn Stadium, we've spoken at length about the changes that the Dragons have made. Corey Norman being dropped. Ben Hunt shifts into the halves. You don't like this spine that they're rolling with. And now, obviously, we, at the time on Tuesday, we thought Kyle Flanagan was just being rested. But Trent Robinson has said, no, he's been dropped.
Yeah, and I've got to believe him. I think he'd be very. I think Trent would be transparent if it wasn't. There's no reason for him to say otherwise. So, you know, it happens in rugby league. To be honest, I haven't noticed young Flanagan's form waning at any stage, but they might see little signs that he's getting fatigued at training or something like that. But we'll see how young Lachie Lamb now handles it. I think it'll go well.
All right, and who are you going with in this one?
Mate, I think, look, I can't go past the Roosters. Obviously, I think Dragons, they've been in the headlines all year for the wrong reasons. Mm. Coming, you know, they're languishing at 10th, have a club or a team full of international superstars and origin superstars, but yet they can't seem to string wins together. So up against the professional Roosters, who struggled last week somewhat, I think the Roosters will be able to make amends and they should win pretty comfortably.
Okay. I think Dragons fans, Roosters did look fatigued last week.
Yeah, and that's you know, they've had a massive campaign, haven't they? They've been... When you go back to the World Club Challenge, and then they lost their first two games this year, and obviously then COVID came and bit us all on the backside. So,
but looking at the ladder, MG, they need the win to stay in that top four because
they're
level on points with the Raiders, and they're only 2 points clear of the Sharks.
Yeah, true, very true.
Okay, so you're sticking with the Roosters.
Yeah, Roosters by maybe 8 to 10.
Friday night, Seagulls Warriors at Lotto Land, where we'll be calling this game. Yourself, Ryan Girdler, Anthony Maroon, the fun crew on a Friday night.
Funky, we call it the funky crew.
It can get a little bit loose when, especially when you and Maroon get together. I mean,
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Is this the way to Avarillo?
Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Avarillo. A sweet Maria waits for me.
And I remind everybody, that happened 60 seconds into a game.
I know.
The Seagulls taking on the Warriors, as we said. No Blake Green for the Warriors. He's obviously a Newcastle Knight now. Chanel Harris-Tavita will partner Cody Nikorima in the halves. Dylan Walker is out at long term for the Seagulls, and Brad Parker also goes out. So you'll see Cade Cust alongside DCE in the halves for Manly.
Yeah, look, I expect a better performance from the Seagulls after probably their worst of the season last week against Penrith, 42-12, to knock themselves out of the eight for the first time in a while. So, yeah, look, I think the Warriors, unfortunately, will feel the wrath of the Seagull this Friday night, and I think the Seagulls will win comfortably.
Do you think as well, given what the Panthers did to them on their home patch, they'd be looking to restore a little bit of pride in Brookvale?
You know what? And I think the fact that the Warriors ambushed somewhat, well, they did. They ambushed the Tigers the way they did. Desi would have been probably showing a lot of that game to his players, showing exactly what Jazz DeVega does when he comes on, Jack Hetherington with that right arm offload. And so, look, I think for the first time in probably this year that the Warriors would have had a lot of homework done on them because they were good against the Tigers, real good, real energetic, and Manly have to match that energetic style of play that the Warriors bring, and I think they will.
Second game on the Friday night for round 13 is the Rabbitohs taking on the Broncos. ANZ Stadium, Triple M's got you covered for this one straight after the first game with Dobbo, Gordy and Ben Hannett. The Bunnies coming off a much-needed win, a strong win with all the Indigenous players performing outstandingly in that game on the Thursday night, and taking on a Broncos outfit that has been chopped and changed again. Anthony Milford is out for a month, so no Anthony Milford, but David Fifita is back. Brody Croft comes into the halves, and Offa Hengawi moves to the bench. The Bunnies are unchanged. Adam Reynolds is on pace to play despite the shoulder injury he suffered.
Yeah, look, I think the Broncos with David Fifita coming back, obviously everyone thinks, oh, we're going to... they're going to win now. The best player, this best young player in the game, is back in, and you know. But he hasn't played for a long, long time. Maybe 3 months. Close on. So, you won't get much too much productivity out of him, I wouldn't think. Jaden Sewer, big out for the Rabbitohs. He lost his appeal at the judiciary through the week.
Ah, yes, he did.
So
apologies, I said they were unchanged. They're not. He lost his appeal.
Oh, well, there you go. That's how much I was listening to you. I didn't know you hear you say that.
It's a mutual respect thing. That's what this show thrives on, is mutual respect.
Yeah. I was too busy getting my next point down on paper. So he's been, I think, along with Bailey Searin, and their two best forwards in the last month, and they're going to miss Jaden Sewer's grunt. Mm. They won't miss it so much so that they'll get beaten, but I think the genius that is Cody Walker and Latrell Mitchell, Alex Johnson out wide, the scoring machine freak. I think they'll beat, but I think it'll be a tight one. I think it's going to be similar to what last week's game was against the Sharkies. At one stage, the Broncos might even lead this game, but I think the Rabbitohs will come from behind and beat them by maybe two tries, like the Sharks did.
All right, you got the Bunnies defeating the Broncos. Then we get into the weekend. Saturday, Triple M, just lock it on and leave it there. You got the Dead Set Legends from 10 with Wendell, Gus and Jude. Then you roll into the Saturday scrum with Tony Squires, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Girdler, and, of course, the sometimes king of the show, just when he wanders in, Mark Geyer.
Looking forward to it. I really like being part of the scrum. It's on a Saturday, and there'll be a lot to talk about from this weekend, in particular the Thursday and the two Friday night games. So if I look at the game, but on paper,
hold
Storm...
Hold on. Don't jump to the Storm. I've got a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Wendell Saylor, when he was used to be a part of that show, used to talk about the bromance between Gerds and Tony and how, you know, he didn't quite know how to fit in around it.
I see a fracture in the relationship, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I see a little bit of a fracture. Okay. I just don't think it's as close as it once was.
Oh, right.
I see them drifting apart after maybe 10 years together in the same in the same bed.
Yes.
Which happens to couples. It happens. These things do happen. But I still think they have a loving relationship, but I don't think it's as loving as it once was.
Now they just like each other.
Now they just, they get each other lunch and stuff instead of
the
riding
spark's gone.
Yeah, well, COVID had a lot to do with that. They can't, you know, pick each other up anymore.
Very good. That will be a lot of fun, especially with the insight you've just given us there. Saturday afternoon, Storm, Bulldogs, Maroon, Sterler and Gerds calling this one from 3 o'clock. No Cam Smith, significantly, but it's okay.
And Pappenhausen.
And no Pappenhausen either, but it's okay because they moved Brandon Smith to starting hooker. It's ridiculous that they've got those two hookers in the same side. But Justin Olam returns as well. Riley Jacks and Albert Vitti join the interchange. And then for the Bulldogs, Ogden moves into the starting side. Katoa will start at hooker. Obviously, Jeremy Marshall-King and Aiden Tolman have both been shifted to the bench.
Yeah, poor Aiden Tolman after that little bit of a brain snap last week. Who would have known at the time with 20 minutes to go on the clock that he would have cost his team at least a draw? Quick tap from a front rower. Sorry, mate. That's not our job. That's not our job, Aiden. That's not our job, brother. Yeah, but they've been gutsy. They've been so gutsy. You know, like I've said on many occasions, and I've said it to you, Liam, off air as well, that if a lot of clubs mirrored what output the Bulldogs give every game, gee, they'd be higher in the ladder. It's just, quite frankly, they haven't got the cattle. And if they did have the cattle and they're playing on the same spirit they'd had, they'd be entrenched in the top eight, well and truly entrenched in the top eight. So, as I said yesterday, I think the Titans and the Bulldogs will be the two big improving teams next year. And I don't think improving enough but to beat the Storm this week on at the Sunshine Coast with a bit less of a crowd, hopefully
a better space crowd. Saturday afternoon, we see the Knights take on the Tigers. This for mine, maybe not the game of the round, but certainly the most intriguing. I think there's the most at stake for this one, MG. Knights v Tigers, McDonald Jones Stadium. We won't be covering this game, but let's roll through the changes because Blake Green, the new face in this Knights lineup, will settle in the halves alongside Mitchell Pearce, which means Kurt Mann takes on the cursed number 9 jumper in place of Chris Randall, who drops out. He suffered a head knock last week, but he's been dropped. Bradman Best is out. Tau Tau Moga has been dropped. Shibasaki and Star Toa come into the side for them.
Yeah, the all chips in the middle game here. This is a make or break, I think, for both teams. So look at, even though the Knights are in seventh position on 13 points, they haven't been there in a confident manner. We've spoken at length through this week on the show about the Tigers and their disappointment. I think they're going to roar back with some good form. I think both teams will come back with a really good performance because they can't really quite frankly, and the Tigers more so, they can't play worse than they did last week. For that first 15, 20 minutes against the Warriors, the Tigers looked like they were a top four team.
Mm.
But then I think they believe that you've got to do the hard work, and that was for 80 minutes. You can't just play for 20 minutes. So, yeah, look, in the Knights, we heard Adam O'Brien speak beautifully about the way their team performed and how proud he was of them, and I've got no doubt that Blake Green's addition will be a calming influence over the team, and I think the Knights will get the chocolates.
Okay, going with the Knights, just quickly, for those that have missed it, the West Tigers, big changes. Obviously, Harry Grant is out and injured, which is huge because he's been their best player.
Yep.
Alex Twohill's also out with an injury. So Moses Mbai will start at hooker. Matt Eisenhuth will start at lock. Tommy Talau shifts into centre. And Asu Kepoa will debut on the wing. Joey Leilua is back from suspension, which means Chris Lawrence shifts to the bench. And Luke Brooks will partner Benji in the halves, with Billy Walters moving back to the bench.
Yeah, it's a lot stronger back line with, you know, Talau coming in closer to the action. And BJ Leilua being back. And Chris Lawrence, you know, he's a reluctant centre these days. He started his career in the centres, but he's a full-on back rower these days. And I think his impact off the bench will be significant.
Mm, yeah, Sean Blaw, the kid you're a big fan of, MG, your former charge, is on the bench. And Russell Packer also returns from suspension. So a couple of big ins, but you're going with the Knights in that
one.
Yeah,
I think it's a tight one.
All right, in the all-in game. This is probably game of the round from a pure matchup perspective. The Panthers taking on the Raiders. This is Saturday night, no Triple M coverage. This game's 7:35 at Panthers Stadium. The Panthers lose Malachi Watene-Zelezniak, or rather get Malachi Watene-Zelezniak back for Charlie Staines, who's out with that hamstring injury. For the Raiders, Chance Nickel-Klokstad comes back from a dislocated finger at fullback, which is huge for them. It means Jordan Rapana can shift out to a wing.
Charlie Staines, six tries in two games. What a freak of a talent. But yeah.
And a visit to a hospital with some lockjaw and a set of hamstring.
Yeah, he's had a really adventurous couple of games, hasn't he? Yeah, this is I'll be at this game. I'm going out to Penny Park on Saturday night for this game. Looking forward to it. Taking my young daughter Raf
and mask on.
Yeah, definitely mask on. And I think you're right. Match of the round. The Raiders went ugly last week. We mentioned that on Monday night against the Cowboys up there. But these top teams have got to win ugly at some stage. Mm. And this is going to be one of them games that will be won and lost in the forwards, obviously. I just think the Penrith forwards are a little bit on top at the moment. And the creativity of Cleary with Stephen Crichton on that left with Kikau and Mansour is probably the most deadly at the moment in the competition, maybe just outside of the Roosters. So,
geez, it's going to be a good forward battle, actually, when you really look at it on paper.
Papali and
imagine if Hodgson was fit.
Yes.
Lining up at hooker.
That changes everything.
If some butts are candy and nuts, of course.
Yeah, but that changes everything. If Josh Hodgson isn't injured, I still think they make the grand final.
Mm.
I still think they're going to go well because we didn't expect John Bateman to be back playing.
True.
So he's one negative makes two positives, I suppose, in rugby league. And him being back is the double positive for Bateman, yeah. That's my... You know what I mean.
I always do, but I still love hearing you say it. Right,
Panthers.
You're going with your Penny Panthers. Sunday, the Shin Bin, 1 o'clock. Maroon, Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis, James Hooper. If I had to make a prediction for this one, I feel like Kenty comes in firing hottest on this one after his interview with Todd Payton during the week.
Yeah.
I think he's feeling himself a little bit. I think he's had a big, strong interview that's got everybody's attention.
Yeah, well, it was Gordy the week before, obviously, with Fafita.
Also, maybe Hoops needs to stand up then.
Yeah, Hoops has got his Jimmy Brings column now on Fox Sports. Maybe should get that sponsored by Jimmy Brings, Jimmy, just quietly. this is a must listen to. These guys if you're a hardcore rugby league fan, you've got to listen to these guys on a Sunday because what they do is they analyse stuff and they bring stuff to the table that no other show can. And, and led by Maroon, wow, good luck, boys.
The happy bus driver just steering things along.
Just steering along with a smile on his face while the kids are in the back throwing cans of drink at each other. And
jumping pie. In when it looks like fisticuffs are about to erupt. Settle down, boys. Sit down on the back of the bus. Exactly. Sunday Shin Bin from 1 o'clock. Then we get into Sunday football. We've got two games to get to. The Titans taking on the Cowboys, the Cbus Super Stadium. All importantly, there's no Triple M coverage of this one, but it's important because if the Titans win, they will be the highest ranked Queensland team since 2010.
You got to give credit where credit's due. Who told us that?
It was a Damo. Damo from Briz, one of our Instagram live participants on a team this Tuesday. That is a massive bit of news. One change for the Titans, Sam Lassone returns on the bench in place of Sam Stone. But for the Cowboys, probably as good a lineup as they fielded all year. Obviously, no Val Holmes, but Michael Morgan is back at halfback. He comes in for Jake Clifford. Ben Hampton will stay at 5'8 alongside Morgan. Opochik returns at centre. Justin O'Neill shifts to the wing. Maguire comes back from suspension at prop, which means Molo moves to the bench. And Jake Granville and Emery Perret have been called up to the interchange. So it's a strong-looking Cowboys outfit.
So where's Clifford and Drinkwater?
Clifford is out. He's amongst the reserves. Drinkwater's injured, I think.
Okay, so, yeah, this is my upset of the round, Titans.
Yes!
I think the Titans will get them. I think the Titans are primed. I think they want to go. Look, they would know what Damo knows by now, because, you know, all the social media experts on each club joining in our conversation on a Monday or a Tuesday. So they know if they win this, they're leading the Queensland teams as far as competition table points go. So Titans for mine.
Titans, I like it. I'm just looking it up. Scotty Drinkwater, knee medial ligament damage against the Roosters.
What if the Broncos beat? What if the Broncos win earlier in the weekend, but against the Rabbitohs?
Well, the Titans have got a better for and against than the Broncos. So the Titans are still already above the Broncos.
Okay.
All three Queensland teams are on 6 points. The Titans have got a superior for and against. Unlikely that the Broncos would make it up, especially if the Titans have a win. So,
okay,
about as deep as we've ever gone on the ladder positions of the three Queensland team.
Wow.
And about as deep as we're ever likely to go.
Yes.
Until, of course, the Titans win the comp next year. Final game of the round 13. A good game to finish it off. Sunday arvo, Sharks taking on the Eels. Netstrata Jubilee Stadium. Triple M calling this one. Dan Ganane, Nathan Brown, the best newcomer in radio in 2020. Wendell Saylor is your call team for this one. Just quickly, producer Charlie informs me that Brad Arthur, MG, has signed a new deal with Parramatta to coach until the end of the 2022 season at least. So I believe that's a new 2-year extension for BA.
Bravo. Yeah, much deserved. He's been there, been there thick and thin, and he's the man for the job. And I think that's a good little injection of confidence you need going into a game which is against the Sharks, I think, which can be a juicy affair. I think, you know, both the Sharkies just gone on the radar a little bit. Now they're sitting in sixth position, only 1 point outside the top five. And the Eels, who haven't been playing their best footy, but they've been winning games, as we mentioned, with all these teams who have won ugly, the Roosters, the Raiders, and now the Eels as we come to their game. Look, the Eels are sitting on 20 points. They win this, they jump to the top if other things go their way. So I'm going for the Eels only because their position on the ladder dictates I've got to go for them.
You don't sound confident.
No, I'm not. Honestly, I'm not. I think this is one of them 55-45 type splits for mine. I think it's 55% would be leaning towards the Eels and 45% the Sharkies, because they've been playing a good brand of footy, the Sharkies. And I really like the way that John Morris has got these young Tyros from the lower grades coming through and just making stuff their own, making moments matter.
Well, Talakai is Brinton Akora has been dropped.
Yeah,
Jackson Ferris is injured and suspended. But so Talakai, he moves to start in the second row. Matt Moylan comes back into the halves alongside Sean Johnson. They get Josh Dugan back. Jesse Ramian also comes back. And all of a sudden, if you look at that back line, Kennedy, Katoa, Dugan, Ramian, Mulatalo, Moylan and Johnson, you can see where points come from. There's no issue of points in that back line.
No, 100%. It's a real good mixture. Sean Johnson's been, you know, he's probably leading the Dally M's at the minute behind closed doors. And I just think he's doing his stuff just how he wants to do. We spoke to Johnny Morris on the show about a month ago, who said that he's just a quiet achiever, Sean Johnson, and what he's been doing has been fantastic. So this is going to be a really good game. Can't wait for Sunday night.
Make a call. Does Blake Ferguson score a try this weekend?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He breaks his duck.
Oh, okay. Right, MG's tips for round 13, recapping them quickly. Roosters to beat Dragons. He's got the Seagulls to beat the Warriors. Bunnies to beat the Broncos. Storm to get it done over the Bulldogs. The Knights in the all-in game against the West Tigers. He's tipping the Knights to get it done. Panthers, obviously, to beat the Raiders in the game of the round. The Titans to upset the Cowboys, even though they're only one spot apart on the ladder. And then, finally, the Eels in a close one over the Sharks. That is your Round 13 preview. Best of luck with your tipping. Enjoy your weekend of footy.